This piece that Brittany Roberts here and I are going to play for you this morning is a very special hymn. It's very near and dear to my heart. It's called God Leads His Dear Children Along. I'm going to read just the first and the third verses along with the chorus and then explain a little bit of background behind the hymn. The first verse goes like this. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. This paints a beautiful picture of our walk with Christ. However, the third verse gives a very different view. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace, we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Throughout the chorus are more reminders of God's gentle guidance of us through our lives. It goes like this. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. The hymn itself holds a unique backstory. George A. Young, the author of both the music and the lyrics, worked as a pastor and carpenter in a small country town. His income was often meager, and at times, he found it difficult to provide for his family. Eventually, through hard work and dedication, George and his family were able to move into a small house that they had built. While away at a meeting, some disgruntled townsfolk, upset by George's preaching of the gospel, burned the new house to the ground. It was after this event that George wrote this hymn. Through this hymn, George paints a picture of the Christian life, while sometimes peaceful and wonderful, as we hear in the first verse, but more often it is filled with trials, as we hear in the third. But even through great sorrow, God gives a song. This hymn is simple and beautiful. Nearly every other line holds the reminder that God leads his dear children along.